Okay, so Andrew, hello and welcome once again to the latest in the podcast at TGS. How are you?
I am extremely well, Peter. Thank you very much. And as ever, delighted to have this recording session for TGS Talks Accounting Podcast. And as ever, the 30 minutes conversation we've just had
should have been the one we recorded.
It has all the magic.
But we can regurgitate.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's regurgitate. Okay, so today's is a network organization structure special. You've been talking about network structures to the great and the good of the membership. So tell me a little bit about it.
It's, you know, we talked about it earlier, and it sounds a bit dull to talk about a network structure. But in fact, it's the key, isn't it, for any business?
Yeah.
Is the model and the structure and what it looks like.
And the identity.
Yeah.
And so what's particularly interesting, if I've understood it correctly, what's particularly interesting about the TGS structure is this membership, ownership, something which is completely different from the likes of PwC.
Yeah.
What's that then?
Well, at the risk of repeating myself, which I don't mind normally, is that the TGS network is owned by the members and run by the members for the members. Now, that sounds like a sort of made-up thing that you just say, but it is. And there's no other network that is owned just by its members.
Okay, so you had an AGM where you said this again.
Yes.
And the people who were there understand this.
Yes.
But we're repeating it because...
We want more of them to get involved.
Exactly.
And we had two AGMs because, talking about structure again, and any business is like, any successful business is like this, that it will evolve. And I don't know if mutate is the word, but it'll evolve. It'll change.
Okay.
And TGS... at the moment is made up of two structures.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the firm TSI, which holds the brand, the intellectual property, and the registration thereof and protection of the brand, TGS, the little TGS in the orange logo in the box. And you can be a shareholder of that.
Yeah.
And then you become a co-founder. And there's also TGS Global, which is the smaller structure, which manages the network and manages the brand. So that's just five people scrabbling about in chaos, repeating themselves to run the network. But you can own, as a member, you can own that as well.
And that's getting more and more the case, isn't it?
I mean,
over the years.
Yeah, yeah. And we've jumped. I think we went from, first offer to buy shares. We had 15 shareholders. Second, we jumped up to 20-something. And now we're at 44, I think.
Right.
Out of 70 members, 44 of them are shareholders. And the reason why I feel like I'm repeating it is that we're just about to have another offer where the members can buy shares. So if you have not already bought shares, you could.
Yeah.
And if you have already got shares, you could have more.
And the rules have changed, isn't it? Because now anybody in the network, they don't have to wait for 2 years.
That's
just making it easier.
Yeah. And also it's a kind of step on the way perhaps to using the brand. Yeah. I mean, it's worth owning the brand if you want to rebrand and use the brand, which is a step in the progress.
Yeah.
It's a way of being more involved. You're more likely to be on the board or on one of the strategic committees when you're a shareholder. So it's a great thing.
And okay, back to basics for me. Why bother joining a network? What's in it for the people?
In general, that's the key question, isn't it? And
I've got one in the back of the car.
I've got one in the car, yeah. Mum, could we join a network?
Why is it important?
Well, I would like to say that there's one thing that it's important for, but there's sort of various ways that people need a network. Mm-hmm. Maybe if your firm is getting bigger and bigger, your professional services firm, you have to be a member of a network. An international work or network to show to your clients that you have the capacity to work abroad or help them somewhere else. So that's good. Also, it can be because a network like ours, we've got a very strict and really good quality process. You're proving to your clients that you're a sufficiently high quality.
Yeah.
So for example, clients often I hear time and time again, we meet a lot of firms who say, well, I use the big four because there's a level of quality, mm-hmm. a basic level of quality. I've also heard it said that there's a level of incompetence that they wouldn't go below, but because they're not always that, you know, happy with the work, but there's a sort of guarantee that you'll get, it's very expensive, but there's a certain level of quality. Yeah. And we can offer a similar level of quality guarantee.
And it's cover everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking with France not so long ago about requests for proposals to the United Nations, and being part of a network is crucial. Yeah. Why?
Because you benefit from your colleagues' expertise. France is a superb example because he does a lot of auditing of funds which are spent by the United Nations in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So these funds, when they're used for development projects, have to be audited. And that's a great job that you can get.
Yeah. And at the last audit interest group, we sort of co-opted people onto this task force designed to effectively start submitting locally for the ability to bid for auditing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's another thing. So you asked me as well, this is ties right, everything's in loops of interest, but like, why is it good to be in a network? Well, there are jobs that you might be able to get that you would not have access to with that network. For example, we're just back from Brussels, where we were meeting people from the DGs, Director Generals, which were contacts and old colleagues of one of our members.
Yeah.
So we find you as part of a network, your network of contacts is like exponentially grown. Mm-hmm. I think it's not just your contacts, but you've got everyone else's contacts and they're willing to share them because there's a shared business.
Okay. It was also an opportunity, if I've understood correctly, to remind people of the structures in which this network has, if you like, evolved. We have the international business coordinators, we have the regional leader roles. Do you want to say a few words just a little bit about regional leaders?
Yes. I mean, the regional leaders, these are shareholders of the network, and they have a responsibility for developing the network in their region. So we've got eight regions, Asia Pacific, Africa, Middle East, Nordic Baltic, bits of Europe, USA, Canada, and Latin America. Mm. So we're looking, we've got a kind of regional focus with one of the members running that.
Right, okay. And the idea is that it's their responsibility to develop business, but with them in each of the firms is an international business coordinator, the IBC role. Mm-hmm. What are they going to be doing?
Oof. Yes, this is great. And again, it's like a repetition, but then again, if you hear this for the first time, it's not a repetition.
Yeah.
But that each member firm has a person nominated who is responsible for basically their first responsibilities to log business that they refer to another firm in the referral logging platform so that they get paid.
Yeah.
Because a referral, there's a, you know, the, I don't know
commission.
If you have to, there's a commission. Yeah. I was going to be in French there and say, renvoie l'ascenseur. They send the lift back down. Yeah, basically, you get a commission. If you give someone business, you get a part of that business. So it's very interesting, but it's got to be logged.
Yeah.
So the person is responsible for that. And they are also, not responsible for, but they're usually the point of contact for sharing information. Like they know, the IBC knows what's happening in the network.
And we are always interested in information.
Yes.
And you, when we talked about this before recording, you were mentioning a particular figure in South Africa, Lashan.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about Lashan.
Well, Lashan, she's a very good story. And Lashan, I hope you don't mind, I didn't ask to share your story. But we were in South Africa last year. And we were poking the managing partner, Fabrizio. We said, who's your international business coordinator? And he pointed to Lashan and said, that's you. So she was quite pleased to have
been given
this role.
Yeah.
And then says to me later, he says, what is the international business coordinator?
Yeah.
So we talked about it. And she understood what it was and then has a whole raft of ideas about how to make it work.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Which is great. So, I mean, those raft of ideas, no doubt, we will be talking about at some stage in the future as and when they are picked up and how they're developed by different people. Yeah. But the critical thing is that there is an IBC in every firm.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, there should be.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So at the moment, you've got 70 firms. Mm. You're having regular meetings. You just started meetings with the IBCs?
No, the meetings are, they've been, I'd like to say forever, but the network's only 12 years old.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They've been for a while anyway. We try to have one meeting every 2 or 3 months.
Right.
Okay. With the IBC.
But this was the IBC's specifically defined role.
Yes.
So if you are an IBC person, or if you know the IBC person, you can share your ideas with that IBC person, or if they're your ideas, you can share them with us, because we want to know what it is you are able to do.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, any other news from the network organization structure special?
Yes. The regional conferences, all the early birds have passed, I think. So now if you haven't registered for your conference participation...
It's full whack.
It's full whack.
Yeah.
But still worth it because you are taking part in the structure and helping develop the network and business ideas. Also, there is the quality process of TGS is about to kick off.
Oh, lovely.
Which means there's going to be a lot of questionnaires for each member to fill in.
Coming from?
Coming from Sylvia and the quality team, and Sophie.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, I know it's annoying to fill in.
It's not annoying.
It is. Honestly, they're time consuming. There are forms to fill in, but it's a bit like... You'll probably think of a better metaphor than I will. But
try me.
Because you fill in your information and all the other members fill in the similar information, we will be able to share with you what success looks like and how you can also be more successful.
Okay, all right.
And that's partly the idea with the IBC, is sharing success stories. It's not just a marketing word.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the firms in the network who do really well and have a positive return on investment, do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not giving examples, but that's the idea.
And we charted some case studies last year. I think we asked people to submit ideas or examples for case studies, which we published online.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, okay. So what happens next then?
Well, the next is they will get the questionnaires. They will fill them in, you know, probably within the next few days. Obviously,
absolutely.
And then we'll be able to churn this data
and
send them their quality report, which will have recommendations for improvement. And that recommendations for improvement, it's all like how to make your firm higher quality, how to be more attractive in your local market, and how to generate more business from your network.
Yeah, because the stronger membership. The network, the bigger the brand, the better the opportunity to get the better quality.
More is more.
More is more.
More is more. I think you can't say more than that. And to bring it back to the international business coordinators, we were talking quite animatedly earlier about, well, how do we collect all this information and share it? Wouldn't it be good to have a handbook, a how it works thing? And that's in development. I hear myself saying we've been writing the book about it, not just metaphorically, but physically writing the book called Working Title, Network to Success.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuck in my brain. Maybe something will be better. But
I think I'm hoping so.
That's good to hear, because sometimes you think... Anyway, so the idea is this is a book of all the tricks and tips, not tricks, just the things that if you do this, you will get a bigger return on your investment.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to make a series of videos, little training courses for the IBCs so that... Instead of it feeling like we're repeating, we're actually checking that people are doing it. And that's my motivation to get that book finished.
And it's people like Lishan,
excuse
me for mentioning it again, but it's people like Lishan who come up with the ideas which will stimulate the sort of evolution of this book, this handbook.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the book is a continual work in progress, because we suggest this is going to help you increase your... referral business, and then you try it, And you think, well, no, this worked.
Yeah.
And then we'll include that in the next version of the book. And maybe it's a good time to mention the IBC of the new member in Singapore, Sun Yung, who was telling me, why do you look at your increasing your return on investment by 10%? He said you should be trying to 10x it.
Oh, that's the sort of attitude. But it's great. The question is, I guess, you know, there'll be IBC people tremoring in their boots around the world saying, oh, but I've got so much work to do anyway. But the point is, there's something in it for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's something in it for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe the focus is like the 10x, you know, 10 times your current return on investment. I mean, in a way, why not? You know, it's like it's very American management book, clickbait, you know, vertical thinking. And yet, when we, again, just back from Europe, things tie in, we were asked, okay, if you're looking at getting advisory work from the European Commission, there's a lot of it about. And in fact, this came from a conversation that there was a document we read recently that the Commission had commissioned a survey to say we're spending too much money on external consultants. So from that, as an external consultant business advisors, we read, there's money to be made in consulting. So it seems the wrong way around. But there are certain advisory jobs which are 10x. And there are certain advisory jobs which are 10%. So you know, you can choose how to orient your business. Do you want to do things which are do you want to do jobs with a very high value or things which need a high volume with a small value? That's a choice. So that's part of the IBC's job to develop that sort of advisory approach.
Excellent. So then, we've got the conferences, as you say, the early birds have passed. Registration for the various regional conferences. Are the dates up?
Yes, on the website you'll find the dates. Europe, Middle East and Africa conference in May, the Americas conference at the end of May, 28th and 29th of May. Unfortunately or haphazardly, that's on Memorial Day.
Right.
But still people are coming.
Good.
Asia Pacific is in early June.
Right.
And still places for all of those.
Right. And you'll be attending them all?
Of course.
So if you want to meet Andrew in the flesh, he'll be there.
Go to
his world tour.
In Marrakesh, in Costa Rica, or Singapore.
The Taylor Swift of TGS.
Yeah, that's exactly. So the TGS, IBCs are not Swifties, but they're TGSs. I don't know. We don't have a term for them.
Right. Okay, well, have we come to a logical conclusion?
I think we've gone through a loop of the chaos and excitement, which is TGS. And it's really warming to see that members are getting more and more involved.
Yeah.
And the shareholding is the interest of the members to be involved.
Well, it's the proof of the pudding.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And if you're a shareholder, maybe you get more implicated. You'll put more energy into your IBC, into helping them make it a success, making it profitable for everyone. I mean, the strap line of TGS, the network that helps its members and their clients grow profitably and sustainably.
Yeah.
So it's worth doing.
Yeah, it's different for a reason.
It is.
Andrew, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Yeah, see you next time. I can just one last thing. Parting
throw
note.
It in, throw it in.
Someone asked me in the recent trip to Brussels, is it, what's your ranking? And I said, we are part of the Big 24.
The Big 24, that's a very famous cutoff point, I've heard.
Exactly. More traditionally the Big 4, but we're in the Big 24, which is even bigger.
Yeah, so we can only aspire to being the next.
Well, there you go.
There you go. All right, Andrew, always a pleasure.
Yep.
See you next time.
Thank you, Peter. Bye-bye.
Bye.